Hi everyone, this is Jason here from Nathaniel School of Music. In this lesson, we are basically going to steal music from existing songs. It's a weird title for a lesson or weird goal, but here's the thing. You're going to take songs which pretty much have the same chord progression, which is the chord progression of the Andalusian cadence, namely 1 minor, 7 flat major, 6 flat major, and then the 5 major, which kind of makes it both D natural minor and D harmonic minor, if you think about it. So we are going to take these songs, which pretty much use the Andalusian cadence, and try to make it our own, and try to improvise, and try to create it, and just make it our own. And then we will use it with other songs which are in different chord progressions, and no one will know what we did. To learn from great music, take the rhythm pattern in the song, play it with a great cadence, the Andalusian cadence, and create a variety of rhythm patterns along the way. So the first one is inspired from this song. All know this song. It's called Feeling Good, popularized by Nina Simone's version, Michael Bublé's version, and then so many other great versions along the line. So the pattern is quite simple. You just go, let me break it for you in a easy to feeling good way. So the Andalusian cadence, you're going to play the root in the right hand, sorry, the root in the left hand and the chord in the right hand. So dum dum pow, bum bum pow, bum bum pow, bum bum pow. That's the first way of getting the pattern. So dun dun dow, check out the notation, which will help you. Bum bum pow, one and a two. So it's actually a triplet feel. So you want to count one and a two and a three and a four and a one triplet, two triplet, three and a tack. One and a two, one and a two, and a dun dun. Bum bum ba bum bum ba bum bum da dum dum da dum dum. I'm feeling good, yeah. Ba dum, and I don't know what I feel. Na 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 na. I'm feeling good, yeah. Ba da 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 da. Bum ba 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 bum. Now let's get that ba 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 also. Dum ba dum ba bum. Bum, 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 bum. So bum, you could even keep it simple by going bum, ba 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 bum, 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 bum. The whole rhythm which I told you, ba bum, bum, ba bum. So let's slow that down at the end, at the turn. I'm kind of landing back on my root. I'm feeling good, yeah. And that's feeling good. So there's another nice song which when I play it, you'll probably recognize it. So we're going to take this famous song, House of the Rising Sun, and try to play it over the Andalusian cadence. So you use arpeggios. And I would encourage you to watch a simple version of the Andalusian cadence using what I call a simple arpeggios, which will actually help you to eventually play the House of the Rising Sun rhythm, which goes like this. Dun ta ta dun 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 ta ta dun 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 ta ta dun 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 dum pa pa pum 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 pum. So there is a this is not the chords, or these are not the chords of the original song. The original song goes D, F, G, B flat, D minor, F, A. You can also play that, but I'm just doing it over the Andalusian cadence, which is part of this long series of ours. So you go D. So one, da da dun, dum, two, three, one E and a two, and two, three, one, two, 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 five, six. So let's break down the House of the Rising Sun rhythm. One, two, three, four, one, two, three, four, one, two, three, four, five, six. You could da da dum dum pa da dun da da dum pa da da dum pa da da dum pa da dum. I guess it's a 6-8. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1. So we've looked at House of the Rising Sun. Before that, we looked at Feeling Good. So there's another really nice song, which I think you'll again remember when I play it. You've heard this? Believer. So it's quite easy in the right hand. It goes D, F, D, F, D, F, D, F, D, F, D, F. And you could start with fifth chords in the left hand. And the very last one, because D, F will not work so well with that A major, you do C sharp E. It's pretty much what happens in the original song. Only thing, the original song is the guitar does that and then everything else does the other stuff. Here we are actually trying to play the Believer chord progression, the riff and everything else just on one instrument with one human. So this is the right hand. It's just swung. One, two, three and four and one. Look at the left hand first. Start with some fifth chords. Na 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 na. Yeah. If you like following the cadence, you can do that also. To make this a bit more epic, you could do like a you could kind of go really low to like the lowest D on your keyboard and come back and whack the fifth chord in the right hand. To hold your pedal and to, so that's what really makes it epic, I think. You could even play the melody higher if you like. I know, I think I prefer it lower. So okay, you could also make it even more epic by going something like this. Hitting a few off beats. Let me break that down better. You know, you could hit the C a little bit earlier. You could hit the C. Every alternate chord, you could hit it. You could lag it. So, 2E and 3E. It'll be at the E. 1 E and a 2 E and a 3 E and a 4 E and a 1 E and a 3 E and a 1. Or keep it. Just blocks in the left hand. So far we have fifth chords. You could play it with a pulse. Or you could just block that also. Swing, of course. Then you make it epic with the drone in the left hand. Droning the left hand. Some offbeat stuff. Right, guys, so that was basically the song Believer by Imagine Dragons, but in our own way. Moving forward, I have a couple more songs for you. One is a Michael Jackson hit. It's called Who Is It?
Who is it?
That song. So if you take that, he goes pulse in the right hand. And you kind of time your chords in a 3 plus 1 manner. So it's 3 D minors. Na, 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 na. So you're playing the C at the 4th beat. And D minor would be for 3 counts. Na, 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 na. Look at the left hand. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and C and B flat and who is it? I thought it, anyway, the song uses the cadence, which is... figured we learn this rhythm pattern. It's really nice for your independence. It's also very nice for a lot of ballad or even hard-hitting rock songs to play a pulse in the right hand and play some accents in the left. Again, and four and one and two and three and four and one and two and three, four and one and two and three and four and one. You can do that like a nice climb there. That bum, bum, bum. You can add some ghost additions in the left. Clue about the words. Apologize for that. So now that you learned the popular rock song by Michael Jackson, I want one more sort of rock song, old school rock song by The Ventures called Walk Don't Run. So that goes something like this. So what's happening here? It's three hits of the D minor. Pa, ba, ba, ba. So let's look at the right hand first. So at the end, you do a little eighth note broken thing. And three and four and one and two and three and four and... very similar to Who Is It, actually. And then... that's the Walk Don't Run riff. And I have one more song for you which uses the Andalusian cadence really, really well. It's a dance song called the Ketchup Song. Let's see how that goes. Right, guys, so the last song which I wanted to share with you which uses the Andalusian cadence is the Ketchup Song. So... the right hand little later, the left hand is really, really cool as a bass line on its own. So you could say this is a 16th note bass line which goes something like... so 1E and a 2E and a 3E and a 4E and a 1E and a 3E and... so what's happening there? 1, 5, 1, 10, octave, back to the 5th. Pum 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 pum. Bum, 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 bum. So, dun, dun, dun. Could cross over your finger, I guess, at this point. That's a bit tricky. So, you could use your middle finger and then the index. So, this is the right hand. So the right hand's going 1 ear, a 2 ear, and a 3 ear, a 4 ear, and a 1 ear, a 2 ear, and a very, very EDM disco, you could say. I have no clue of those words. I don't think even you do, but it's really confusing, that song. So this is the groove. And the right hand. You could also create like a simplified version, something like just root and fifth. Whole thing now. Whole thing. This is my favorite of them all. I've kind of saved the best for last. Right, guys? So we've learned a bunch of songs which use the Andalusian cadence. And yeah, please practice it well. And again, this is Jason here from Nathaniel. Do consider hitting that subscribe button, the bell for notifications. And do stay tuned to the entire Andalusian series. This is part of an entire series. If you haven't already, do watch the lessons which precede this and which succeed this. Moving forward.